on the road to higher wages. Linda Taff, Secretary, Waltham Forest Trades Council. Workers in Waltham Forest are amongst some of the poorest in London. So the call for an immediate, big pay rise that rang out loud and clear from the Waltham Forest Trades Council motorcade really resonated. 10 vehicles, representing local trade unions in dispute with the government, wound their way slowly through the main roads on the 4th of October to advertise the Tux Britain Needs a Pay Rise march. Horns blared. People stopped and came out of shops. They waved and gave signs of support. They got the message. Enough of austerity and poverty wages, we can join together and fight back against a government that only represents millionaires. One young woman said, "Yes, all my family needs a pay rise," and grabbed a bundle of leaflets to give out. The lead vehicle carrying the Trades Council banner was emblazoned with Unite slogans, followed by vehicles, all decorated up with Tuck the 18th of October demo posters. Easy riders. There were Unite and Unison local government, Unite, and Unison at Whips Cross Hospital, teaching unions Nut and Uku, and the firefighters union FBU complete with flags and motorbike rider. Then came the bakers and food workers union BFOU, and lastly campaign group Youth Fight for Jobs. Groups of leafleters at four sites along the busy route, handed out nearly 2,000 leaflets, despite the rain. These included translations into five languages, urging all to join together, to stop this race to the bottom, that the bosses want, and to make a start, by coming along to the demo on the 18th of October,